Otto, the Owl Who Loved Poetry by Vern Kuski. Otto is not like the other owls of the forest. You see, owls are supposed to roost in the hollow of a tree, but Otto would rather read books. And owls are supposed to hunt in the dark of night, but Otto would rather make friends. Owls, of course, aren't really supposed to recite poetry, but when the other owls are roosting or hunting, Otto finds a secret spot and recites his favorite poems. Let us go then, you and I, when the evening is spread out against the sky. One snowy night, Otto's secret is discovered. The cold wind burns my face and blows its frosty pepper up my nose. Now, when the other owls see Otto, they laugh and shout, Look, it's Blotto! Here comes Blotto the Bard! On his nightly walks, Otto sighs and sadly wonders, Why do all the owls tease me? What could possibly be wrong with poetry? At last, he decides to run away. As Otto wanders through the forest, the moonlight guides him. Well, dear moon, he says, I guess it's just you and me now. And suddenly, he has an idea for a poem, the very first of his own creation. Dear moon, you must be lonely, so high up in the sky. I'm sure your heart's so heavy, sometimes you want to cry. But, dear moon, please do not worry, I've a message here to send. I'm with you every evening. Dear moon, you're my best friend. Otto is surprised to see dozens of tiny faces looking up at him. He is even more surprised to hear dozens of tiny voices begin to shout, More, more! So, Otto delights the mice with another poem. I think that I shall never see a poem as lovely as a tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair. Otto now knows that poetry should be shared with more than just the moon and the stars. Poetry should be shared with everyone. And so, when a few owls find Otto in the forest one spring night, he does not run and hide. Instead, he proudly recites, I'm nobody. Who are you? Are you nobody too? The more the owls listen, the less they feel like laughing, and when the poem is finished, they all hoot and holler, More, more, hoo, hoo, hoo. The next night, another owl recites a new favorite poem. Who has seen the wind? Neither I nor you. But when the leaves hang trembling, the wind is passing through. And even a little mouse is inspired to write a poem of her own. Oh, my beautiful hunk of cheese, you smell so sweet and good. Oh, my beautiful hunk of cheese, I'd marry you if I could. And so now, thanks to Otto, every night the forest comes alive with the glorious sounds of poetry. The end.